Today, we are going to talk about how our inner wealth builds our outer wealth. Welcome to Financially Free, the show dedicated to helping you grow your wealth and experience financial freedom. I'm Julia Carlson, author, CEO, and founder of a wealth management firm, as well as a financial advisor, bringing you over 25 years of experience to help you win with money. Join me each week to shift your mindset and relationship with money, as well as learn practical strategies to grow your wealth. So when people think about building wealth, they naturally think to things outside of themselves, material things. They want the big house, they want the cool car, brand new car, luxury car. They want to go on the fancy trips. It's all the things that successful people portray out to the world, displaying their wealth. And it's that chase for that wealth that keeps our inner wealth dimmed. What happens when we're chasing? It is the whole model that I have to do these things to have all of these things that I desire or other people desire for me. Or we've been sold in the American culture of what we have to go get to then be happy, to then retire, to then be content. And what I have found is that is a recipe for burnout, for addiction, for work addiction, for unfulfillment. What happens in this chase, in this hustle, is that we're constantly feeling it's not good enough. We get something and then we want more. We get that and we're not happy and then we have to get more. And it's this chase of more that gets us in the most trouble. It's often hard to see our own addictions, but when you can step back, and maybe you'll resonate with the things that we're going to talk about today. If you feel like you're on that constant chase for achievement, that type A go-getter personality, this is all me. I'm talking about this because this has been my journey, and I am hoping to share my perspective on this. What I have found looking back on my journey is in that busyness, in that activity of doing and achieving, underneath it, at the root, it was a chase for worthiness that I was after. It was an inner wealth that I was seeking, although I was trying to get it in these outer wealth messes in materialism. And until I stopped and was really willing to examine what was going on for me, could I then find peace? I can now look at this and see the cycles that I got into and see them for what they are. Here's what I've learned. You can't chase worthiness. You can't prove your worthiness. Your worthiness is innate. It's who we are. And so you have to develop this sense of your worthiness. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So what I've discovered is the best strategy for achieving wealth externally starts internally. It's, yes, an inside game. So we need to make this shift from doing and having and achieving to being. Being happy first, being content with what's around you, making peace with the current set of circumstances. I'm not saying that achieving and having goals and all of that is bad, because believe me, I have lots of goals that I go for. But those goals, those desires don't prove my worthiness. I do them because I'm excited. I do them because I want to help people. I do them because they light me up and it's just how I'm wired. So the secret to all of this is flipping the concept. It's, how do I get into this state of being, the state of worthiness, of inner wealth first, before I need all of this outside validation, outside perspectives? So it comes from within and focusing on your authentic truth. What do you want? What will make you happy without any outside influences? Easier said than done. I think to be able to do this, you need time with yourself. And a lot of us get so busy in the external surroundings that often we don't pause and be in that uncomfortable silence to sit with our feelings, to sit with our desires, and really examine what do we want, and have that pause and have that reflection time and have space in your calendar to just be with yourself. I'm saying this for you as much as I'm saying it for me, but I think this is critical and really first in developing your inner wealth, to really have this vision for your life and thinking about your future. And what is that future you want? In my new book that's coming out, I actually have a future financial self visualization that I take the readers through to actually help them get connected emotionally to who they are, what they want in the future. And then the key is, how do we connect to that today? How do we bring more of those feelings of what we want in the future and feel those feelings today? Without the new house, without all the money in the bank, without all of these external material things that you want, just those feelings, those emotions, those states that you want to feel today. And building that starts building the attraction of bringing those things into your life. Our self-worth must be bigger than our net worth. Let me say that again. Your self-worth, how you feel about yourself, the value, the internal intrinsic value that you hold for yourself must be bigger than your net worth. Our internal value impacts our money. Our worth is innate. It's ours at birth. There's nothing to prove. There's nothing to earn. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to defend. It simply is. Our worth, we are all worthy. Our job is to receive it. Our job is to step into it, to accept it, to feel it, to really step into the grace of what it does on our behalf. And oftentimes, this takes surrendering the hustle. It also takes surrendering control to step into our innate worth. We can't earn, we can't do our way into our worthiness. You will be on a forever treadmill trying to chase something you'll never get. Self-worth is ours to embrace, ours to step into. It is a gift. And stepping into it and accepting this gift is the ultimate act of self-love. Our feeling of worthiness evolves over time with our life experiences and the learnings as we grow and we have failures and we make mistakes and we kind of just feel those shifts within. When you feel the burnout, when you feel the emptiness, when you reach a big achievement and then you're having that feeling of let down or the need to set another bigger goal because that wasn't good enough. It's like those feelings, that's the rat race we must escape, to feel that sense of peace within. And that is embracing our self-worth. And that happens over time. When we can expand our awareness of our self-worth and understand that there's nothing to do but to accept it, to step into it, and know that that self-worth was there all along. Our sense of worth expands with our ability to listen to the still small voice within, to receive what is inherently ours. And with this awareness comes these profound thoughts that we shift from needing to prove ourselves to others, prove ourselves to the world. You know, hello, that was me for a lot of years. I had this really intense desire to prove myself. And I no longer feel that. And now that I no longer feel that, all of the angst is gone. And it's out of this true desire of this authentic place of just wanting to pursue my life's passions and goals and helping people. And with that awareness, shifting away from doing and having, it simply becomes about being. Being in your purpose, being in what really intrinsically drives you, your God-given gifts and talents that you are here to bring to the world, not out of achievement, not out of pursuits and, working so hard to do that, but out of this place of, this is my gift to the world. This is my beingness that I get to share. And I'm rooted in that. And now it becomes really fun and joyful to live from that place. In fact, the more that we can align with our natural abilities, our innate gifts, our presence, the more that you will begin to see the ripple effects of that out in the world. And that is that outer wealth that is coming from being and living in your truth, in your inner wealth. I think the more that you will see the blessing show up, the abundance show up. Of course, life's not going to be perfect. Of course, there's always going to be things that are frustrations or mistakes, all of that. But if we can live from the place of serving our inner states, that will shine outward. And in that, there is wealth and abundance. You know, the more that we see these blessings, the more that the abundance shows up, the wins show up, not because we are now worthy, but because we are living our true purpose, our true desires. Our inner wealth is authentic. It doesn't have any competing priorities. In that, that is the attraction for wealth. So I'd love to hear from you. What steps are you going to take on this week to start building your inner wealth? It could be a walk alone. It could be some time with your journal. It could be just sitting and reflecting on where are the areas that you need to have some calmness, have some space where you can think about inner wealth and what do you want? If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a rating wherever you listen to podcasts and follow Financially Free to stay up to date with future episodes. I'll see you next week.